We welcome you to the radio broadcast of our worship at St. Paul's Church. The Reverend George D. Muir is the rector. St. Paul's was founded in 1750 and is located in downtown Augusta at 6th and Reynolds Street on the Riverwalk. St. Paul's has been serving Christ in this location for over 260 years. Our building is old and beautiful, yet our mission is contemporary and forward-moving. Though the ways of St. Paul's may seem filled with tradition, you will find a people very much connected with the modern questions and struggles of life. We invite you to join us in person or on our website at stpauls.org. That's stpauls.org. More information about St. Paul's will be provided at the close of this hour. We now welcome you as we join our service in progress.
Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be His kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Thank you.
Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, in whose name the founders of this country won liberty for themselves and for us, and lit the torch of freedom for nations then unborn, grant that we and all the people of this land may have grace to maintain our liberties in righteousness and peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from Deuteronomy. The Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who is not partial and takes no bribe, who executes justice for the orphan and the widow, and who loves the strangers, providing them food and clothing. You shall also love the stranger. For you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God. Him alone you shall worship. To him you shall hold fast, and by his name you shall swear. He is your praise. He is your God who has done for you these great and awesome things that your own eyes have seen. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. A reading from a letter to the Hebrews. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive an inheritance. And he set out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised, as in a foreign land, lying in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, he received power of procreation, even though he was too old, and Sarah herself was barren, because he considered him faithful and who had promised. Therefore, from one person, and this one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars in heaven and as innumerable as grains of sand by the seashore. All of these died in faith without having received the promises, but from a distance they saw and greeted them. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth. To people who speak in this way, make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land that they had left behind, they would have an opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, and indeed, he has prepared a city for them. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord.
You would have a seat. You'll notice in your bulletin there is no sermon listed, but when a preacher sees a crowd like this, it's hard not to, so I just felt compelled. We hear in this morning's epistle reading, "But as it is, they desire a better country." I really think that's why we're all here this morning, to pray that God in his mercy will give us a better country, a better place. I don't think there's a person here who believes that the country we presently live in lives up to the ideals of the hymns that we sing and the readings from Scripture we see here today. There is better for us. We can be better. And I think we are here today to lift up the ideals on which this country was founded and do our utmost best to accomplish them. God has called us, God has called this congregation to a higher calling, to stand above the pettiness of the world in which we find ourselves and to hold forth the ideals of love and charity, of self-giving, of sharing self-worth with others. We are a people who are called to live the Christian gospel of acceptance. We are a people who are called to live the Christian gospel of sharing the love that God has shared with us. That is why we are here today, to listen to the words of who we can be and do everything we can humanly do with God's help to live those out. In our gospel, we pray that we may be perfect as God himself is perfect. We're far from it, but it is our calling to strive toward it. In the words that we utter, in the Facebook posts that we share, in the comments we make to friends, we can either build up or we can tear down. It is up to us, as Christian people who believe that we are called to a higher purpose, to build up this community in which we live, to do everything we can to live out the love of God as we have received it
in Jesus Christ. I've got to tell you something, and I mean this deeply. Not one person here has been changed because of a Facebook post they have read. Not one person here has read an editorial in any newspaper and said, wow, that changed my mind. We all believe what we believe. And we are all in process of becoming more than who we are today. So as we lift our voices in praise and in song, let us pray to God Almighty that He will use us to change this world and to make it a better place. Amen. Let us now stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God,
Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of all unmade with the Father.
Let us pray for our church, our nation, and our world.
Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy, comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles and bring them to the joy of your salvation. We remember especially Anita, Mona, Rachel, Joni, Dolly, Bob, Jean, Hester, Linda, Lois, Alice, Randy, Dot, Jimmy, Keith, Lila, Midgey, Curtis, Byron, Wayne, Paige, Sterling, Chuck, Beth, Wynell, Sawyer, Nancy, Brett, Virginia, Ed, John, Norm, Bill White, Mary Jackson, Laura Wilson, Wendell, and Missy Widener. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious and loving, all-loving God, whose Son fled violence from his own home with Joseph and Mary and sought refuge in a foreign land, hear the cries of all who suffer because of hatred, war, violence, and greed and famine. Help us to peacefully mend our divisions, that all you have created in this world
may be whole. Lord, in your mercy, we commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled, especially Ann Johnson, Jimmy Guerin, and Roberta Reinert. And we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, grant, O Holy Father, the inestimable consolation of your love to the family and friends of one who died unknown to us, yet perfectly known by the gift of life to those who have waited in patient hope for the gift of healthy organs, especially Mary Jackson. Bless them with the balm of your peace, and bless all organ recipients with the balm of your healing. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, giver of all good things, we thank you for the natural majesty and beauty of this land. They restore us, though we often destroy them. We thank you for the great resources of this nation. They make us rich, though we often exploit them. We thank you for the men and women that have made the country strong. We remember especially Joe, Dylan, Joe, Trey, and Graham. They are models for us, though we often fall short of them. We thank you for the torch of liberty which has been lit in this land. It has drawn people from every nation, though we have often hidden from its light. We thank you for the faith we have inherited in all its rich variety. It sustains our life, though we have been faithless again and again. We pray for Michael, our presiding bishop, and Scott, our bishop, and for our clergy, George, John, and Bill, and for all bishops and other ministers.
The good work here begun. Strengthen our efforts to blot out ignorance and prejudice, and to abolish poverty and crime, and hasten the day when all our people, with many voices in one united chorus, will glorify your holy name. We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Most merciful God, Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you. A little extra B in there.
That's okay.
Hey, that was fantastic. That was fantastic. Thank you for that. Peace of the Lord, Keith.
so good to have all of you here this morning. We're glad you're here with us at St. Paul's. And as I can see, a good number of visitors here. We welcome you in a very special way. Please come back next Sunday. It really is like this most every Sunday, so we would love to have you back. Do know that all of you are invited to join us for sort of a picnic, barbecue, upstairs in the River Room following this service. I have no doubt there will be plenty of food, but just to make sure, if you are the first in line, realize that there are people coming after you. But we should have plenty, and we would love the opportunity to get together and visit and continue this time together upstairs today. There are a number of announcements in your bulletin. Please take the time to read those. But as usual, on the first Sunday of each month, the loose plate offering goes to the rector's discretionary fund. That money today will go to Episcopal Migration Ministries, which help people that are in transition throughout the world, not just here in our own country. So I do hope you will be generous in supporting that mission and that effort. When it comes time for communion today, know that all of you are invited to come and be a part of that as well. There will be two stations, one here, bread, and then two chalices of wine on each side. So please make your way up, receive the bread, and then if you would like to either dip the wine or drink from the cup, please do, and just choose the vacant cup is the best way to put that. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right
and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For with your co-eternal Son and Holy Spirit, you are one God, one Lord, in trinity of persons and in unity of being. And we celebrate the one and equal glory of you, O Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit, to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven,
Hallelujah, Christ, our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us eat in peace. Hallelujah.
This is the table, not of the church, but of the Lord. It is made ready for those who love him and for those who want to love him more. So come, you who have much faith and you who have little, you who have been here often and you who have not been here long, you who have tried to follow, and you who have faith, come, because it is the Lord who invites you. It is his will that those who want him should meet him here.
My flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed, says the Lord. Flesh and drink my blood dwell in me, and I in them.
thank you for joining us at St. Paul's Episcopal Church. We're located in downtown Augusta at 6th and Reynolds Street on the Riverwalk. As our congregation concludes its worship, we prepare to go out into the world proclaiming the love of God and Christ. We invite you to visit us. Our church is open every day. Self-guided tours of the historic building and grounds are available. St. Paul's is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. We're engaged in numerous outreach ministries to those in need. St. Paul's offers educational opportunities and activities for families. St. Paul's liturgy is enhanced by senior and junior choirs. If you would like more information about St. Paul's Church, please call us at 706-724-2485 or visit our website at stpauls.org. That's SAINTPAULS.ORG. We hope you'll join us next week in person or by radio. And may God bless you.
From the A&D Carpets and Hardwood Floor Studios, this is WGAC-AM Augusta, WGAC-FM Harlem, and W270CY Augusta, a Beasley Media Group station.